USA Radio News.
Two people were killed and several others were injured in a northeastern Texas city after police say a man with a rifle and a battle belt open fire. Three officers were shot in the confrontation with a gunman and one other person, non-life-threatening issues. The gunman, who has not been identified, died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, authorities said. It is not immediately clear what led up to the shooting. The Uvalde police chief has resigned.
Texas State Senator Roland Gutierrez is reacting to the news of school police chief Pete Arredondo's resignation from the Uvalde City Council.
This is perhaps part of that accountability.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Nearly 2 dozen people have been sickened with listeria, and one has died, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Those who have fallen ill reside in 10 U.S. states, but the majority of them live in or travel to Florida a month before they got sick. Symptoms usually start within 2 weeks after someone eats food contaminated with listeria. The CDC has not been able to identify the source of the outbreak. A former Georgetown tennis coach was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for admitting to pocketing more than $3 million in bribes in exchange for helping wealthy parents cheat their kids' way into the school. The sentence for Gordon Ernest is by far the toughest punishment in what federal authorities call the biggest college administration scam ever prosecuted by the U.S. Justice Department. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Google will automatically erase information about users who visit abortion clinics or other places that could trigger legal problems now that the U.S. Supreme Court has opened the door for states to ban the termination of pregnancies. The company outlined a new privacy protection. Besides automatically deleting visits to abortion clinics, Google also will cite counseling centers, fertility centers, addiction treatment facilities, weight loss clinics, and cosmetic surgery clinics. The pledge comes amid escalating pressures on Google and other big tech companies to do more to shield the sensitive personal information through their digital services and products from government authorities and other outsiders. A vegan mother is facing life in prison for murdering her 18-year-old child, who starved to death on a strict raw fruit and vegetable diet. A Florida jury has convicted a 39-year-old woman of first-degree murder, aggravated child abuse, aggravated manslaughter, child abuse, and 2 counts of child neglect in the death of her son. The 3 other children of the mother, all under the age of 11, were suffering from malnutrition and dehydration. The mother faces sentencing later this month. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.